Are there any favorite dishes for Krishna in Radharani? Like bitter gourd, they say Krishna likes bitter gourd. Helanchi shak Radharani. If you eat Helanchi shak, we'll get Radha flame. Is there anything like that?
What's the question?
Is there anything like, according to Shastra, like any favorite dishes of Radharani and Krishna?
Sri Vilas, Ganga Jal daughters, Ananga Gutika. There's five special sweets Radharani makes every day. Two of them Krishna eats after Rasa dance, three eats at dinner. After Rasa dance he eats Siddha Vilas and Ananga. What's it called? Ananga Gutika and Siddha Vilas. Ganga Jal daughters and other, they're tarts, some of them are tarts, little pies, like little pies, tarts, they're called tarts. Some are ladders, like sweet balls. Those are his favorite. Radharani knows how to make them.
Helanchi shark, if we take, we will get Radharani's
prema. Helanchi shark. Gurus in Qatar, Helanchi shark. Radha couldn't,
many times they sell Helanchi shark. I don't know. I can't say.
Harishan Baba told once with
the best man. Who told?
Hi, John. Oh, he, you know, he's Bengali. So they know about sharks.
That's long back.
I think the best way to get Krishna praying is to eat Radharani's tumble. Huh? Yeah, go to Nidhivan and get Radharani's tumble. Guruji told me if I get tumble, I give it to the Grihasthas. Those Grihastha Vaishnavas, they eat Tagarji's tumble. I don't know, I don't remember. We asked Gurudev about that. A bunch of Delhi people were there. I just remember he told me not to take it. I don't remember. I think, you know, because I said I go to Temple Ravarman sometimes to give me tumble. I said, I usually give it to some Grihastha. I asked him what I should do. He said, yeah, that's good. Or you can take out those cloves, you take out the clove inside, eat the clove, or open it up, sometimes there's some coconut or rock candy inside. You can take that, can't eat the pond, can't eat the betel nut. Can't eat the pond leaf, you can't eat the betel nut. I better just get the whole thing. Someone can relish it. Many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they eat the tumble. It's an individual thing. You have to follow your guru on that one. Rishvasis, they do their thing. They don't have any rules like that. It's Mahaprasad Jayo. They have the Adhikar. You bring Shasi born, you have a certain Adhikar. Eligibility to do special things. They can walk on Gauran Hill. We can't walk on Gauran Hill. They can get Bhanga Vihari to come off the altar and come to the village. When Rishvasi from Matgan, Kena, he's blind. Every day you come for darshan, and you go in the temple and see Swami Vihari. One day he came late for darshan. He didn't know what time it was. He couldn't get a boat across the Yamuna. It was rainy season. So he went home, he was crying. So Swami Vihari went across the Yamuna at night to his village to give him darshan. So when the pujaris opened the curtain the next day for Mangalarti, there was no Bhagavad Vihari. So they went and they asked the boatman, and nobody saw. They thought they didn't see that blind man. So they went to the blind man's village. They found Bhagavad Vihari there. They said, "Hey, come on, everybody's waiting for darshan." They took him back. And so then from then on, they went only open and close the door for 1 second so he wouldn't run away with some bhakta. So that's the power of bhakti. Krishna will come to see you. Of course, he went every day to see Krishna, but he's blind. But he saw, like Suradas. Suradas wrote about darshan of Krishna, of Bhagavad Vihari. So one day, Suradas wrote padas, he wrote poetry. So one day he wrote a pada, Bhagavad Vihari Nagna. Because one day the pujari played a trick. He didn't dress Bhagavad Vihari. The Nidhi has dressed cards on his body already, the dirtiest cards, everything. But he usually have rather dress also. Just the black stone Nidhi has all clothing on and jewelry and stuff. So Suradas came for darshan. And Vajari joked with him, he said, "What is Bhagavad Vihari wearing today?" And every day Suradas would tell him. He'd write a bhajan about, "Today he's wearing yellow, today he's wearing green." And he was always wearing that color, always blind. So Suradas was laughing, Bhagavad Vihari's Nagna. So they understood. In his heart, he's seeing that Bhagavad Vihari's not wearing any clothes today. So he had inner vision. That's the story of Bhagavad Vihari. Bhagavad Vihari is all the keys. So he already has the jewel keys. Hey, Suradas, what's Bhagavad Vihari wearing today? Yellow, green, blue. Nagna. He's Nagababa. In the summertime, Ramana is frankly Nagababa. He just wears a little coven, little tiny coven. Looks so cute. He has all sandalwood oil on his body, shining, chikana, like really shiny. It's all sandalwood oil. Look, he's so handsome, so beautiful. Shiny black and thin waist, baby. Unbelievable. Comes out front also. He's not shy. You just had your underwear on, you might try to hide behind a tree or something. You know? Because he says to all, "Here I am." Because very close. Rara is Lajja. Krishna's not Lajja. He's a Lajja. He's bold and proud. What time is it? It must be 5.
4:30.
What's that? This whole...